the song. When a fire starts to burn, there's a lesson you must learn. Something, something, then you'll see. You'll avoid catastrophe. Don't!
6:25, wake up Kenosha. Getting ready to jump aboard that fire truck with this gentleman from Kenosha Fire Prevention and Safety. He is Guy Santelli. Guy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill, Pete. How you guys doing today?
Doing good. We were just talking about how Thanksgiving's coming up quick here. Pete's getting ready for Black Wednesday. He's getting prepped, getting ready for it.
One of the best days of the year.
This past weekend, I had a couple a garage fire in Kenosha. Do we have any more information on what was going on there?
I don't have any information on it. I was out of town, and I don't have any info on it other than it was fully involved in it, and it did do some damage to some neighbors' homes. Maybe we could talk about, I know we've talked about it before, but the burning ordinance, the recreational burning ordinance, we have been issuing a lot of citations the last few weeks with people burning leaves and yard waste, and we just want people to know that that's not allowed in the city of Kenosha anymore. You can only burn, you know, recreational fires with clean, dry wood from trees, and you can't do any construction lumber, you can't do any yard waste, you can't do any garbage. It just seems like we're doing a lot of burning ordinance citations, and we don't like to write those citations, but unfortunately when people are burning things they're not allowed to and outside the hours, we do have to issue those tickets. So
is it, Guy, do you think it's just not knowing what the specific ordinance is, or is it acts of defiance? What do you think?
I've got to say, after reading the reports, I say it's 50-50. Some people say that they did know the ordinance. They didn't know, they did know that there was an ordinance, but they burned them anyways. And some people said, I'm new to the city and I didn't know. You know, and unfortunately, there's no, warnings allowed right in the ordinance.
Yeah, so, if someone calls and complains, or, you know, they come out there, you're going to get the ticket. What is that ticket, Guy?
Yeah, that ticket is $187.50. Wow. So it's not a light ticket, and we don't like issuing it, and we'd rather have people call us and ask if it's, you know, ask the rules, or you can check the rules out on the website. We have the recreational burning section on the website. So we just we want everybody to know and be safe that the recreational burning is from 4 to 10 at night, clean wood, you got to make sure that it's attended by an adult, and you have to make sure that you have everything. A place of extinguishment. The wind has to be less than 20 miles an hour, which it hasn't been in a few.
No, it has not.
So know the
rules, people. If you're going to spend $187, you might as well pay a guy to come do your leaves and don't burn them in
there
a fire pit. See, use your money smartly, Guy Santelli.
That's a good idea, Bill.
I'm full of them. I'm full of good ideas. Guy, if folks want more information on Kenosha Fire Prevention, what do they do?
Just give us a call at 262-653-4110, or visit the website, and you can get information on there, too.